When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Omaha, Omaha, Omaha.
It is, yeah, we're on a roll now. We've strung together two wins.
Who's playing shortstop?
I don't know who played tonight. He switched around Urso and Jimenez, but Jimenez had a home run, so he's probably got it for the rest of the year now.
He had a home run tonight again?
I know, but against Louisville. Let me see. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Scanlon started but got pulled early.
But didn't he hit a home run this weekend also?
Yeah, he had, I think, more than one.
So did Carlito hit one too, though.
Carlito hit one against Bethune, I want to say.
So now we got the two best catchers in the ACC.
Well, so Scanlon is the one who made two errors in the first inning today, and I think he might have gotten benched because of that, because they pulled him out early.
Wow.
Let's see. It was Urso who played today.
Well, I mean, it's a two-game winning streak.
It's better than nothing, I guess.
And their pitching looked pretty good today, right?
Yeah.
5-2 was the final score.
Yep. Both runs in the first inning after that settled in.
Perfect. You know, who threw? Crowther threw. Who else threw today?
Yeah, I saw Caruso was back, which was the first time in I think, since the beginning of March. So that was a good sign. Son Nick Robert was in there. Kaba got in there.
Okay.
We used the bullpen. Let's see who else got in here. Yeah, Oliveira pitching inning as well, or 0.1 innings. Wow, they let him face one batter. Oh no, they didn't. No, they didn't. He got hit in two walks.
A hit and two walks. Okay.
Yeah. 0.1 is because he got one out.
Yeah, he got one out. And they pulled his ass after that.
Like Kava came in and bailed him out, actually.
No way, CCH. We're going to Omaha, man. All right. Don't look now, bro. Don't look now, but we're going to Omaha, kid. Georgia Tech, I mean, big win. Big win against, good win. A good midweek game.
We just got to win. Take wins wherever we can get them at this point. Yeah, man. I don't give a shit. We're out here losing to Cookman. I mean, it's...
started on that.
That Cookman game was, which I was at, was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Ugh, so sad.
15 walks/hit batters.
Vargas threw.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, did I say Caruso? I meant Vargas. Sorry.
Yeah, you said Caruso and Rivera. Okay.
Shit. It was Vargas, not
nice. Caruso. Welcome back, Vargas. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's who had been out since the beginning of March. I just fumbled the names.
Kaba. I mean, listen, I've always liked Kaba and Crowther, so I'm happy those two are starting to put it together a little bit. Vargas, obviously, we know we like. He's kind of that sinker ball kind of guy. Likes to get a lot of ground balls and stuff like that. So I like Vargas also. I'd love for Julian Hernandez to get healthy and be able to pitch again. I don't know what the hell's going on with him. And Drew Dwyer, for that matter. But I think Drew Dwyer is done for the season if he's not throwing at this point.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
Slade Notterman is not getting any playing time because he can't.
I mean, we're all done for the season in a couple of weeks. So.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Anyways, it's Georgia Tech week now, too. So they go up to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech. It's a good ball club up there. They've got the kid, what's his name? Burris?
Burris, Yeah, it's the best freshman in the ACC. 17 home runs, lead the team in batting average, home runs, RBI. They steal a ton of bases and successfully. 61 attempts on the year, 57 successful.
Okay.
So got to keep them off the base pads.
Yeah, they are.
And one of their – actually, their Saturday starter – Cam Jones is also an everyday player. He's 21 of 22 on steal attempts this year. So,
and he's their Friday guy.
He's their Saturday guy. He's their Saturday guy. So he'll DH that day.
Right. Right. Wow. So on the day he pitches, he'll hit as well.
Yeah. He'll DH. Right? Yeah. That's what they've been doing.
And so, I mean, is that really a designated hitter though? Because he's your pitcher. So he's not going to hit ninth. He's probably going to hit cleanup or something, right?
Yeah.
I miss those days, man. I miss the days of having those guys like the Jack Cagliones and the Cam Jones, like guys like that. Like, you don't have guys like that. I don't remember the last time Miami had a guy that was really good. I know, what's his name? The lefty that we had here for a little bit that hit, pitched and he hit JD?
He had the Tommy John.
Yeah.
He was wild. He couldn't find the zone when he pitched. He could.
I mean, at the beginning, like his freshman and sophomore year, was decent on the mound, but then, you know, he got hurt.
He couldn't throw strikes.
JT something or JD something. So I don't know. I
can picture him.
Yeah, I'm sure CCH could tell us. But even then, right, like he's not a guy that you feared at the plate. Jack Caglione throws 96 off the bump, and then he hits – 35 bombs.
What's his home run win streak up to at this point? He was, it was 10. I wonder if he homered today. He was on like a 9 or 10 game home run.
Caglione?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it's stuck, man.
It was JP Gates, by the way.
JP Gates, there it is. There it is, JP Gates. But I miss the days of having guys like that, man. Like, those guys exist. There's guys out there like that.
Yeah, but they just by the time they get to college, they want them to specialize.
I hate that. Who cares? Caglione's gonna get drafted.
Elite levels of doing both, though.
Those players
aren't that good at both. They're better at one thing, and they're just told to focus on it.
I guess you're right. It sucks, though.
Worst experience of my life. I'm not even joking in a sporting context. Actually, not calling time, not kneeling the ball. It's tight. It's 15 walks and hit batters, and then you're somehow
a couple of games that were.
I don't know about the time that Cuvée refused to step on third base for the force out and just stood there. I mean, I'm just like, what am I even watching?
Yeah,
that's up there, man. You had to be there. or luckily you weren't there because
I did not have to be there. Okay, I didn't want to be
there. Well, because the thing with baseball, especially when it's like that, it is like, because like obviously like it's a Bethune-Cookman midweek, who really gives a shit, right? I get that, but like the act of throwing four balls takes so long, so it's just like slowly torturing you.
I know it really.
And then you're looking over, like the manager's just standing there. And you're like, you're not going to do anything about this. You're just going to let this keep happening, okay?
Look at this point, you're just trying to continue to develop some players and trying to get it back. Try to get it going
again. Yeah, I think that game was in particular frustrating though, because you mentioned Crowther. He's a 3-inning guy. Today, I think he went 2, so he's now in the 4th inning. And struggling with control, and you don't even have anyone warming up. It's like, this is when he's beyond as long as he normally pitches. So how are you not even ready for anyway?
JD's got to figure it out, man.
Well, that and then the other Achilles heel he has is he is just a slave to lefty righty matchups. He blew the game on Saturday because of that. We're tied, bottom of the 9th. Carrier's supposed to lead off. Carrier, who by the way. We got to talk about some of these kids that are, despite the team being terrible, are having great seasons. He has really improved. He was, I think, 2 for 3 at that point. went the other way on some off-speed pitch for a double earlier in the game.
And you pull him. And then you pull him.
He pulls him for Kulikowski because Kulikowski's left-handed. Kulikowski was barely batting above 200. And, of course, he gets out. I'm just like... So then we get to the 10th inning. And Robert gives up, I think it was a double and then a bunt, and we threw the guy out. So now there's a runner on third, one out. You know, that's the go-ahead run. It's an extra innings. You really need a strikeout or something feebly hit in the infield.
Right.
So Robert's the guy you want out there because he's got the power pitching. But there's a lefty up, so he takes him out and puts Cinta in. Cinta pitches the contact. So the first guy immediately rips a single. It's like, at least he didn't lefty on lefty. So that, and again, conceptually, and if you look at the stats over time, yes, the matchups do work that way, but you got to play the talent too.
Of course.
Especially, you're at the bottom.
Who did he pull for Cinta?
Robert.
Oh, God.
And the guy was on third. And look, Robert was in a second inning work. They'd made some good contact. I get that. But at that point, you really need a strikeout or something weakly hit to the infield. Robert's much more likely to induce that. Cinta, best case is he gives up a fly ball and the runner tags and scores, right? I mean, he's not a guy who's going to blow you away with anything. He's infinitely able, you're able to put the ball in play against. So, yep. Which is what I'm trying to avoid. So it just didn't really make sense personnel-wise there. And he's been doing quite a bit of that, kind of let me match up, which is, you know, textbook magic. So it's not like he's being a complete idiot, but
yeah,
but you got to adjust to your personnel. You got to adjust to your personnel better than that.
Yeah, he's just doing it too much. You got to go with your instincts, your gut a little bit. I know it's cliche.
When there's a talent disparity like that too, again, Carrier had been hitting the ball well. He's got a ton of power.
Right,
it's a tie game leading up the ninth. Hey, I'd like to see him swing away here, and then you got a Kulikowski instead, and that obviously didn't work out. Actually, he did hit a solid ball at the middle of their second base and made a great play, but
still,
you know, yeah, and you know, he's finally started to play Scanlon as the everyday catcher, and started against lefties too.
Took him long enough.
Yeah, and just I get it if you have a better team. And you're more about, like, if you have a lot of arms in the bullpen, you absolutely start matching up righty lefty. When you have like one or two guys you're really comfortable going to out of the bullpen, you just got to ride them.
Yeah.
And it's really Walters and it's Robert at this point. And so he's kind of overmanaging in spots.
Right. That's the word I was looking for. He's overmanaging. And so I'm not, you know,
which I is think- why, but that's also why, like, I mean, look, in his defense, so I was looking at Georgia Tech. That's how I knew about their steals and all that. They are seventh in the ACC in batting average and eighth in ERA. We are eighth in the ACC in batting average and seventh in ERA. We're basically – they're 9-9.
Yeah, we're flipped over.
We're 7-14. It's because we're losing all these – so he is
that's
being
the thing, put, right? Is these games
when you get losing. When you get into every game being close, the managerial decisions are overly scrutinized too. Like, no one gives a crap what decisions you made on Sunday because we won 17-5, right? And so part of that's winning more comfortably so you're not in all these close games, but we're not. That's why I think this has been frustrating. Like, we should have more wins. We could talk about all the deficiencies on this team. We're bang average in the ACC. We're right in the middle on pitching and hitting. So we should be about 500. Not seven games below 500. I mean, it's crazy.
And that's
just, because we have no bounces, these, no breaks.
Right. And that's because of this late, you know, these moves, this over managing that he's doing, and it's causing
The first thing is we end up in the close game in the first place, right? We just it just doesn't matter what, like, because I mean, again, some of it's to his fault, some of it's to his credit. Like, when you're up 7-1 in the eighth inning against Duke, like, it shouldn't end up being a close game. But on the other hand, like, we felt that Louisville game, actually both of the ones we lost, we fell behind. We rallied back to make it a game. You know, we
probably should have won at least one of those games.
Right, but we're in these close games because I will say the most redeeming quality of this team is they never quit. It's not all a disaster. It's just we keep losing close games and finding ways to lose them, and a lot of them are in the field. And you know, some of those are freshmen making freshman mistakes, but it's just it's tough to lose like this.
By the way, let's keep in mind, like, these kids don't want to lose. these kids don't want to do this stuff. You know, this is not something that they're up there and they're quitting, or they're not playing as hard as they could, and you know, it's going to take some growing up, man. I mean, it's a young team, and David Gill mentioned it right at the beginning of the season. It's a young team. It's going to take some time. JD's going to have to figure it out. Also, he's going to have to grow and change as a manager, and you know, time will tell. And I think that if he wins a couple of games here, then you'll start to kind of feel better about, you know, about the team and see if they grow a little bit. But if they would have continued like and dropped these last couple of games, then you really have to kind of ask yourself, is JD the guy? And I think right now you still gotta, you know, there's no hook. You're not gonna give him the hook now.
I think there's different ways that this team is not going to make, I mean, hopefully they make the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
They're not going to make the NCAA
tournament. If they make the tournament, it's going to be like a 4 seed, right? I mean, a 3 or 4 seed. And that's going to be tough. They're going to have to win a lot of games in the ACC tournament.
They have to win the ACC tournament. They're not going to get as an at-large. They're going to be several games under 5. I mean, we talked to, I guess this is technically before the show started, but they're 7-14. They have to win out to finish above 500 in the ACC. Right. You're not going to get into the NCAA tournament like 10-20 in the ACC, which is likely about where they land. So, like, that's not happening. Hopefully they make the ACC tournament. But there's different ways. Like, if you finish 7-23, you'll probably get fired. Like, there's a certain level of losing.
Yeah, you cannot. Can't. Right.
Yeah, right. And we just lost 10 games in a row. So he does need to win some games. There's a certain level of, like, it's not going to be a quote-unquote successful season, and we all know that, but it doesn't have to be a complete dumpster fire, which, correct, you know, if it is, then, yeah, he'll probably go, the assistants, everyone will go, they'll clean house, like, our bad. Yeah. But, you know, that's going to take a lot more losing, and, you know, the schedule is going to ease up a little bit here because it has been brutal. A lot of top 15, I think 5 or 6 top 15 series they played. So, you know, there's a lot of combinations that has gone into this record being what it is. But he's now got a, you know, last series of the season is hosting Pitt, who's also on the edge of, you know, maybe you'll make the ACC tournament, maybe not. You know, beat them at home. If he misses the ACC tournament,
yeah, you might have
to. You're gonna have to start. Yeah, but as of now, it still would be surprising if he's not the manager.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I think I agree with you right now. So,
who will improve the most? I'll tell you who. Mason, thanks for the question. I'll tell you who has improved the most. Jacoby Long is the best.
Oh my gosh! Team. Isn't that crazy?
he is so good. And yeah, everything defensively, he's elite too. And just his hit, he's hitting it all over the field. He's going the other way if it's outside. He's pulling. You can't play him with the shift because he can just spray it everywhere. Did not see this coming. He was a borderline starter in our estimation. He's the best player in this team, and I don't think it's even really close.
I'd probably have to agree with you. I mean, I know Dorian is having a decent season.
Yeah, also. Well, that's the thing. Dorian, so, Jason Torres, Daniel Cuvée, Jacoby Long, who just mentioned.
Yeah.
Scanlon. We have all of these guys. Again, this is why the numbers on the macro sense are not bad.
It makes sense.
We just keep losing. Well, we make the stupid play, the catastrophic error. Right. We strike out at the worst times when like a productive out will get you a run.
Yeah.
We do a lot of the little things wrong, and that's what leads to losses. But the big things, like we have several players playing really at a high level.
Like if you look at this lineup and you look at the, you know, and even the pitching staff, and you look at the ERAs and you look at the batting averages, and you go, what do you think this record is for this team right now? I'm guaranteeing you nobody's going to say 18.
No, it's right in the middle. It's right in the middle of the ACC, which should get you to about, you know, 500 in ACC play, and you know above that outside of it. And instead,
people be like, "Oh, they're like 25 and 15, something right. like that." You know,
yeah,
not a chance. Here we are, 18 and 22. But we got a chance to make some noise this weekend to kind of get the ball rolling a little bit for these guys, give these guys some confidence. Going into the end of the season, you know, the last, 10 games or so.
They have to win the ACC tournament to make the postseason. The one thing is, kind of have four pitchers, which is what you need to do that. Like, in terms of starters, like, I mean, they're not going to actually do it, but, you know, they're going to be in their pool, either the last team or probably the last team in their pool, because they'd have to get all the way up to like ninth,
right?
I think, but no one wants to play in their pool with the worst team. Like, it's, you're going to face Gage Seal in the opener. No one wants to do that.
It's true.
And so,
who's having a bounce back.
Yeah, he's having a really good year. Eric has gotten better as the year has gone on.
You know what's crazy, though? Gage is having a really good year, and he's like 1-2.
Yeah, he's gotten no run support.
It's wild,
man. Well, and also, a lot of the runs he's given up have been unearned.
Right. It's crazy, man. Rafe is probably the one that's kind of like, you know, he's got his moments where he looks spectacular, and then he's just kind of...
I think it's the same thing that plagued him. I mean, we of course, who followed the team from start to finish last year and did not just watch him pitch against Texas.
Right.
Well, partially, but it's like, but that's when he can find the zone, and he struggles with control too, and he still does. You know, he's erratic, and he misses his spots too often, or walks too many batters and gets in trouble.
That arm angle at 93, 94 miles an hour should be unhittable.
Yeah, when he is able to hit his spots, he is unhittable, but he too often he gets into a lot of trouble with walks.
Yeah.
And so that's why he gets into trouble there. But yeah, he's been fine. I will say again, you look at these opponents that have better records than us, like Georgia Tech doesn't really have a Sunday starter. They've been like rotating guys and trying to figure it out. Like, it is incredible how bad our record is with, like, we have a settled weekend rotation. We've used the same one we haven't had to deviate at all. It's the same three guys have started every weekend series. And yet.
But that kind of shows you that those little things, like you mentioned, there's just the little things that have screwed us over. And people don't realize how that could really affect a game. It's just the smallest, most minute, errors or mistakes could kind of unravel the whole entire game.
And I'm glad you phrased it as mistakes, because they don't all show up as errors, right? But
right.
But they, it's the things where, you got to make a certain play and you don't make it cleanly, or, something gets scored a hit, or you can't assume a double play. So they try to turn two and they really should, but they don't. And then the run scores off of that. And that just counts as a run. And you don't really realize, well, we should have gotten out of that inning.
Right, exactly.
And our opponents get out of that inning in the same situation. And that's why we lose. And, the striking out, we started the year off making a lot more we strike out at an insane level at this point.
Yeah.
The same Bethune-Cookman game, we struck out, I think, 11 times. And, those are unproductive outs. So when you get guys on, you don't get them home. Right. Those are the hidden things that cause these games to be, a one-run game instead of a three- or four-run game. And then you lose at the end. It should have been that close in the first place.
Right.
Although I still cannot believe that Cuvée play against Bethune-Cookman, they didn't call
it an error. That one really pissed you off, though. Yeah, that one really.
No, but they didn't call it an error. They called it a hit.
That's so crazy.
It was a ground. It should have been a double play because it was first and second. It was a grounder to third. I mean, it was hit well, and he made a nice stab at it.
Right.
So again, you can't assume a double play, but he should have easily just stepped on third and fired across for the double play. But he dropped the ball when he was trying to put it into his throwing hand.
Oh, the transfer. Gotcha.
Yeah, and then he just picked the ball up and stood there, even though he was a foot from the bag, and the Bethune-Cookman runner was only halfway between. So the whole crowd's yelling, step on the base, and screaming, and he's just standing there. I think he froze up because he was upset he dropped the ball. Not like he threw a temper tantrum, but just he froze because he dropped the ball. He's like, crap, and he forgot that he just had to step on third.
Right.
Because then we at least got the one out, and of course they sack flied the winning run in off of that.
Okay, and so bloody Kane.
It's just a microcosm of all right, so it's gonna go wrong, and that's why exactly but that's actually why staying out of close games. I mean, not every game has to come down to a play here or there.
Right,
you're not gonna win every game 17-5 either, but winning by that's multiple great. Runs so that there's a more margin for error.
But winning 7-3 or 5-2 like tonight, that's okay to do that.
Right,
you don't need to score 28 runs.
Well, that's why the Sunday game against Duke, we're up 7-1. This is the type of ways we need to win. Because you and I think we're the only ones in doing this at the beginning. You're like, this Mark Light magic crap is going to blow up in our face.
Yeah, it's not going
to
last.
And it didn't because you can't. There's no trick to winning close games. You get a bounce here, you don't. It's not magic. It's not actual magic.
It's a good old cliche, right? It's a game of inches, man. Yeah. And it's nothing rings truer than these situations that we've been in. So
yeah, and that's why the Sunday game against Duke, I'm like, okay, we're finally just gonna comfortably win this game, and we really need to start doing that. And then obviously we blew it. So we went another 2 weeks, and then we finally got a win.
Georgia Tech,
that's obviously in Atlanta, 6 p.m. Friday, 4 p.m. Saturday, I believe, 1 p.m. Sunday, I think is the 1 p.m. Sunday, all on ACC Network X. Like I said, they're 9-9 in conference. They are 17-6 at home, so they've been better at home.
This is an opportunity for them to win a couple games on the road, which will be nice.
Georgia Tech is coming off of winning at UVA 2 out of 3.
Mm. Tough, another top 10 team there.
But again, they're on average, they're 7th in hitting, 8th in pitching. We're 7th in hitting, 8th in pitching. So
it's crazy, man.
So you should be able to at least win one.
We'll see what happens. We'll be on the air on next Tuesday, kind of talking about this, and hopefully, still professing that we're going to Omaha. And
you just gotta get into the ACC tournament, then go on a winning streak.
That's it. I believe that we will win. Okay.
if we just win the rest of our games, we will win the championship.
We will. That's all you gotta do.
Just don't lose again. All the problems are solved.
Hey, shout out to Real Madrid for knocking out Manchester City and then
Barcelona.
Winning.
It's been a good week. It's been a good week
for the Madridistas. So which you happen to be talking to or watching two of them right now. Yep. So pretty excited about that. We've got the UCL coming up, semifinals and championship next month, in a couple weeks actually, and
Bayern Munich.
And that's who we're facing, right? Bayern Munich. Yep. That's right. I just had to throw that in there, you know. We'll see what happens. And obviously, we're up at the top of La Liga right now, up by like.
I mean, that's over.
Yeah, that's pretty much done with.
Just a matter of time there.
Nice, I'll take it, especially after what happened last year, mm-hmm. or last season, I guess you'd say. Yep. Anyways, we'll see you guys. I know we got some special buckets on Friday.
Yeah, I think we're looking at about 6:30. We'll be out at All Canes. So
go out there and sabotage the show, everybody. Make sure you guys go out there. See.
We got to get the tech to work. Otherwise, we'll see if it needs to be sabotaged or not.
I'm going to try to go out there and see if I can ruin the show too. So we'll see what happens. See what I can do. Anyways, we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys soon again. We'll see you guys. Well, we'll see you Canes on deck.
Yeah, we got Six Ring Monday, Tuesday. Canes on deck next Tuesday. So
yes, sir. Let's do it. See you guys.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.